News Radio WJPF, the director of the Jackson County Health Department. My friend Bart Haxton's on the other end of the line this morning. Morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Yesterday, I got your email. I noticed you sent them out again Saturday. I was watching really closely, and I'm saying, wait a second. There's two pieces of paper here. Usually, there's just one press release, and in it, the first I've seen, a public health alert from the Jackson County Health Department issued yesterday afternoon.
Yes, that's the first time we've done that in recent memory, and we really thought we needed to raise a red flag and get people to pay attention.
All right. Now, when it came to that, it's the age group. It's a high test number. We're fortunate in saying we've had no additional deaths, but a high test number that showed up. We started seeing it last week, but to a greater degree on Saturday and Sunday in the 20-year-old category.
Yeah, really for about the last week and a half, we've seen an uptick in the number of cases overall. And in July, 70% of our cases have been to people in their late teens and in their 20s. And so that is really concerning to us. Just over the weekend, we had 69 cases overall, which is 13% of our total since all of this began. And so we've got this sharp uptick in cases, and 70% of them being young people, and we know that they may not be as concerned overall with this virus.
All right, a couple of issues, and our listeners have really been texting in this morning. Where are these 21-year-olds? Is there a common denominator?
I mean, they're throughout Jackson County.
Just sprinkled around?
Yeah, yes.
All right, Steve, because this, and it's interesting, in your public health alert, in addition, as the spread continues, the disease will eventually reach those who are more susceptible. And I think that's an interesting line here when you understand what we're talking about. The 20-year-olds don't just talk to 20-year-olds. If it's prolific in the 20-year-old category, they have contact with people younger and older, and that's your concern here, among other things.
Yes, as younger people seem to be driving the transmission right now in Jackson County, so it's spreading from young person to young person, and then on occasion it's going to land in the lap of someone who is elderly or someone who has a chronic health condition who is less able to deal with this virus, and they're going to have worse outcomes than typically young people will.
But you haven't found through contract tracing any type of common denominator on the 20-year-olds.
I mean, I think we're trying to address that with the health alert, avoiding parties and large gatherings.
Right.
That seems to be a lot of what's taking place. So, young people are gathering, whether that's in bars or that's private parties. That is occurring a lot. And we're getting lots of them talking about sharing of vaping devices, vaping in small groups. And we're trying to get them to avoid these practices.
But we've also heard stories, and I don't know whether you're hearing them as well, about people who know they have tested positive and going into public settings. I mean, I've been hearing more and more about these stories. They knew, and they went anyway. Have you been hearing this, too?
Yes, we have heard of instances of people violating their isolation orders, and we are currently looking at legal action against people that are doing that.
All right. Okay, here's another, and I thought this was interesting. I was reading some of the guidelines from schools last week, and it stood out they used the word framework. And you know what it is? A couple of days later, you go, oh, I understand, framework. You've got a framework, but we have to hang different things on the walls here because, well, it's fluid is one of the most used phrases. But when it comes to going back to school, a lot of decision-making have to go in. It's really kind of mind-bending.
Yes, school administrators have so many different factors to consider as they bring kids back to school. They have really suffered from a lack of guidance from the state or changing guidance, and that has hampered their efforts. And so, that kind of continues. The schools are moving ahead and putting their plans in place. And I think all of those plans are fluid in that they can change at any moment, given the circumstances on the ground.
A week ago today, I asked you to define our current situation, and you were pretty simple at your approaches. You know, we're seeing these numbers go up. What's your assessment this week after a freshly issued public health alert?
I'm concerned. Certainly a weekend like we had this weekend with 69 cases, you know, people need to realize that when we're doing our contact tracing, that works, but only as long as we're able to do it effectively. When we have a flood of cases or a surge, then we are unable to do that as we need to. And so for every positive case we get, we are sometimes having to quarantine 5, 10, 20 other people. And that becomes a Herculean task to make all of those calls, have those conversations, put people on isolation and quarantine, issue them the needed paperwork, do all the follow-up calls throughout the isolation quarantine periods, and eventually release them. And so that takes a lot of work. And frankly, when we have that many cases, we're not able to do as good a job of it.
Yeah, there's just so much to watch. 31 cases Saturday, 6 females in their 20s, and 14 males in their 20s. That was Saturday. On Sunday, 38 new positive cases. 14 females in their 20s and 13 males in their 20s. And when you look at the rest of the numbers, that's a definitive spike. And what's interesting, when you deal with numbers of this size, you really want to do some averaging. And that's where, I mean, because you can have a spike when you're looking, going between 9 and 23, or 9 or 23 and 38. But when you see them in one particular area and spike like that, especially over a period of days, which is what Bart just talked about, that starts to build some serious concern in the health department's mind here. Any additional guidance on the 20-year-olds? I mean, we've looked at this. You've talked about vaping, wearing the face mask, staying home if you're sick or if you have mild symptoms, checking your temperature. I mean, any final thoughts here this morning, Bart, on this 20-year-old category in particular? Because some people say, oh, yeah, and they're thinking about coming back to school at SIU. So this just is not warming a lot of hearts right now.
Yeah, I understand. The one thing that did come up last night for us is what people are being told when they go test. So they should be getting told that they need to stay home and await their test results. And I know that test result turnaround times are fluctuating. For example, one of my tracers contacted an individual last night to let him know he was positive, and he was at a party at the time. We need to have people, if you're getting tested for some reason, you need to then stay home until you get those test results so you're not potentially out infecting other people while you're waiting.
One of the most important things you'll hear today, right there. I've seen it happen already. So keep that in mind. If you've been tested, there's a legitimate reason why, a serious contact issue, then stay at home until you get a response. Here's one for you, and I didn't see this coming. One of our listeners on the American Monument text line says, I've got a question for Bart Haxton. Is one soap better at killing the virus than another? For example, is dishwashing soap just as effective as hand soap?
Well, really, when you wash your hands, you're not necessarily concerned about killing the virus. You're concerned about getting it off of your hands. So effective hand washing, following all the guidance out there, singing the happy birthday song or any other little tips that people have. So just effectively washing your hands for a good amount of time, warm water, any soap will do. So that will be effective.
All right. Another listener, just referring to your option here about saying staying home while your test is coming in. So while waiting for a positive test or waiting for a test result, should the whole family stay home?
So that is not the guidance. So the person who is being tested should stay home. Now, if they become symptomatic, then we would probably change that recommendation because then they're more likely to be sick and be able to transmit it to others. And so if a person is waiting the result and they are symptomatic, then we might have the whole family stay home. Otherwise, if they're asymptomatic, no.